Morning. I am Faith Smith. I'm an enrolled member of the Lac Coeur d'Alene Ojibwe tribe in northern Wisconsin. I'm also a resident of Chicago and the president of NACE College. NACE stands for Native American Educational Services College. NACE is a four-year liberal arts college which serves the higher education needs of four Native communities, two in urban areas and two in tribal communities. The central office and campus are located in Chicago. The college was established 25 years ago in part to meet higher educational needs of Native people who were poorly served by conventional institutions. At NACE, the basis of learning and instruction comes from the intellectual traditions and knowledge of Native communities, so that the link between student learning and the needs of the community are closely linked. In our 25 years since NACE was started, we have been witness to tremendous change within Native communities, tribal and urban. Communities which once had no economic base which they could control now have developed economies which contribute to the quality of life of tribal members, as well as supporting the economy in the regions where they're located. 25 years ago, there were few people working at the community level with college degrees. Today, community agencies and institutions commonly require college degrees and are able to recruit and hire qualified Native people to be a part of the workforce. When NACE was created, there were very serious concerns about the continuity of Native languages, and the spiritual and social lives of our communities suffered from 200 years of negative pressure from outside influences, including and particularly federal policy. Today, not only does NACE offer and require tribal language as a part of our graduation requirements, language retention programs and programs which strengthen the cultural and spiritual life of our communities are cornerstones of community life. These changes and many more have put Native communities in a position to radically change the poor economic and social conditions which have limited our development in the past. An area where we have had very limited support is in influencing many of the institutions of larger society to educate themselves about Native issues and to integrate this knowledge into their ongoing work. This ignorance exists at the national, state, and local levels. Every time a new Congress is elected at the national level, Native advocacy organizations like the National Congress of American Indians, tribes, urban communities, and other private organizations must start anew to engage in a basic education with them about Native concerns and issues so that we are not excluded as policy decisions are made. Among higher education institutions, that same ignorance exists. For them, there is no excuse. Like the University of Illinois, they have existed for many years and have made a public commitment to treat all of its students equitably with respect and in recognition of the diverse needs which new populations bring to their institutions. The insistence of the University of Illinois to maintain the Chief Illiniwek symbol, a caricature of a Native American, seriously damages its relationship with Native students enrolled here and with the larger Native American community, which seeks the same kinds of educational resources that are available to other students. As an accredited institution, the university must follow the principles adopted by the Commission on Institutions of Higher Education of the North Central Association. According to the Commission's 1991 statement, this is from North Central, Statement on Access, Equity, and Diversity, regardless of specific institutional practices, the Commission expects an institution to create and maintain a teaching and learning environment that supports sensitivity to diverse individuals and groups. Further, the Commission expects an affiliated institution to teach students and faculty alike to see in proper perspective the differences that separate and the commonalities that bind all people and cultures. For Native students and faculty at the University of Illinois, the continued use of Chief Illiniwek as a symbol of the institution creates an atmosphere in which Native and other students learn that sensitivity does not apply to Native Americans, that our sacred symbols can be appropriated without regard for Native feelings or for our cultures, and that the only place for Native consciousness within the university setting is as a public spectacle that no Native people can identify with. According to the university's own strategic plan, a framework for the future, the university stated that the University of Illinois, first we invest in people, the people who constitute our campus community at all levels, represent an increasingly diverse population. Because we can see no visible investment in creating a positive learning environment for Native students, such as increasing the Native student population, offering a curriculum in which Native issues are an integral part throughout the disciplines of social science, increasing Native personnel, including faculty, or working with the Native American community to understand the issues which all students should learn about Native Americans, we must assume that the framework for the future, as defined by the University of Illinois, does not include Native America. The university issued the following statement in 1991, resolving, one, to eradicate prohibited and invidious discrimination in all its forms, and two, to foster programs within the law which will ameliorate or eliminate, where possible, the effects of historical discrimination. In light of this statement, the board must consider and respond to the way in which it denies Native American students the opportunity to fully participate in a non-discriminatory learning environment by maintaining a symbol that was created 75 years ago, adopted in an era when it was felt that Native Americans were disappearing. Well, Native American tribes and community clearly have not disappeared. Our strength today comes from resilience in the face of tremendous pressure to adopt majority culture and values. And it comes that we're here comes from the strength and the intellectual capacity of our leaders to chart a course of survival which necessitates our speaking against the improper use of sacred symbols. In the past, some of the institutions who have made these changes at high schools and other universities have also done it in the face of a lot of opposition from inside their institutions, but they have made the courageous decision to do so. In the North Central report, three major points were made in conclusions about keeping the chief as a symbol. One is the use of the chief is an educational issue. Two, the controversy surrounding the chief will not go away. And three, the institution appears not to be addressing the issue in a manner consistent with the policies and principles of its board and its own strategic plan. The hearings today represent a small step on the university's part in taking this issue seriously. And in part, this issue exists.